for the listeners of the show, can you just can you share what that session I gave you Sunday was like?
Oh my goodness, it's going to be really hard to put into words. First of all, I feel very honored to have had a session with you. I feel like it was definitely a life-changing experience for me. Because you've been there yourself in terms of being able to reach that level of Christ consciousness, is how you were able to help me, guide me through that process. It was such a profound experience where as you were playing the drums and as you were tapping with every tap, I felt like my consciousness was raising and going higher and higher and higher. Like one realm to the next, to the point where I felt like there was an earthquake going on inside of me. And there was so much movement and shifting going on, like as if all these layers were being lifted off of me. And I was getting lighter and lighter and lighter. Now, while the earthquake was going, I mean, I was like literally shaking and crying and my breathing completely changed. I don't even know what it was like. But I was trying not to pass out. until finally I reached this level where there was nothing there. It was a non-local space. Nothing, no one, nothing. What I connected with was my authentic self, was my Christ consciousness, my true essence. And it was in the place of like nothingness, where nothing was there's no movement, just light. I was able to connect to pure light. So, I mean, for all the listeners out there, you do not need to do drugs to have this kind of experience. It's mind-blowing. And because Les's consciousness and vibration is so high and his heart is so wide open and he's so connected to Source, is how he was able to guide me through the process of reaching that same level of consciousness, which was so profound, honestly. And then even after we were done and you're trying to check in with me to see how I'm doing, I was like, I don't know. I don't even know what I am right now. I felt like I had one foot here on Earth and one foot way above. And this went on for the rest of the evening. I didn't come back until, I don't know, maybe the next day or two. I mean, I was like, ooh, wow-wee. Yeah, so it's really hard to put into words because it's one of those things that I feel like you have to experience to know, kind of like love. You know, how do you explain what love is to somebody without having that experience, right? So it's a very profound, soul-evolving expansion of light and very blissful and then just really tapping into your true essence of who you are, you know, of how it begun, of your purpose, but without any thoughts, without any images.
And I think it only took like 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah, you told me it took 15 minutes. So here you are laughing. You know, you're just like, I laugh a lot when I experience this. And then here I am crying. So we made quite the team. Yeah, the laughter and the crying, but it was just so intense. We both had to kind of experience it in our own ways. And it does change you. I mean, I do not feel like the same person. And the inner peace that I have now is different. I definitely feel like a different person. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for the difference that not only that you made in my life, but also the difference that you're making in the world. Because I think that, you know, you are always interviewing people. The focus is always on, you know, other people. But I do want the listeners to know that you truly are a gift from God. I mean, you are living your life with purpose. You are following your divine guidance. You do have a very open, compassionate, loving heart, and it shows in the work that you do. So you're genuinely an honorable man doing God's work with passion. So I really commend you for that, and thank you for that.
Well, very nice words. Thank you for sharing. It's that was quite an afternoon, I think, for both of us. So.
I was definitely in another dimension. Thank you. I will never forget that. And you kept telling me, what was that? You said something about, you know, remember this or take a snapshot. Yeah. So that way I can keep tapping back into that that level of consciousness and you know, reaching that, yeah, that energetic
that non-local space where you